Will you have to reorganize pre-market capital or make it sustainable in the future?
Interesting question. Does it require something drastic like reorganizing pre-market capitalism in order for society to be sustainable in the future? I don't think so. The Netherlands has pre-market capitalism that had it before the United States, or Germany has pre-market capitalism, and yet Germany sustains a standard of living as high as, or maybe higher than that of the United States, with only half the per capita fuel consumption of the United States, even though the Germans built these great cars, BMWs, and had the first freeways. So you don't need to change free market capitalism in order to reduce your resource. You can be done and achieved, I think, with much less fundamental changes in society.
And over on the third question.
Given your wonderful sense of ability to grasp the big picture, I'm wondering if you ever think about what time is, and what is society's sense of what time is, be another factor in their successful career?
I'm not sure, an interesting question, but does a society's sense of time, is that related to success or failure? I haven't seen a starting point to think about that. What I will say about time is that the time issue facing us today is that most of those major dozen problems that we've got have their time bombs with a fuse of several decades. That's to say the rate at which we're exploiting fisheries and forests and water supplies today. All of these dozen problems are going to come to a crisis within the next 50 years, which is in the lifetime of my 17-year-old in the sun. So either we solve these problems in the pleasant ways of our choice, or problems solve themselves in unpleasant ways without our choice, as is happening in Rwanda or Haiti. So that for me is the overwhelming time issue. Maybe because I would like to be sure to have a chance to shake hands with many of you to meet my missing first cousins. Why don't we have one more question, which is my one, and then my second chance.
I'm going to give you a comment on the book review by another great thinker, Franz Fukuyama.
I've not had the privilege of seeing that book.
Professor Dolman, just from your examples that you used in the discussion, I'm not having read your book. A problem with where society fails is you want to scale to a small and fairly marginal, a long way from the center of civilization, and therefore a small margin of mistakes could have been fatal. Could you comment on that?
Yeah, very good point. The examples that I gave you, they give you a profession of the societies that failed were disproportionately small, marginal societies, like East Rwanda or the Amazons, then reflect. In the new world, one of the societies that failed was the Maya, the most advanced society in the new world with maybe as many as 50 million people. And the two most popular societies in North America and most advanced were the Anasazi, who collapsed, and the Mississippi Narrowville, the Cahokia outside St. Louis, that collapsed in around 1800. And the most advanced society in the world for 6,000 years, the society where writing was invented, and agriculture was invented, and copper and bronze and tools were invented, and where the first states and empires arose, was Iraq, which led the world for 6,000 years, and then gradually undid itself due to deforestation and soil erosion. So yes, you might have gotten the impression from what I said before that a superfluous society to collapse, but in fact, the biggest societies in each hemisphere have also been uncovered by those problems. Thanks for pointing that out.
And the last question from here.
Can society count on a period of decline as a warning sign before collapse? Meaning in this society, we're as rich as we've ever been by many standards. Can we expect that there will be a sudden collapse if we don't deal with problems, or if there will be a chance for people to decide we must do something because our living standards have declined due to a crisis?
A great final question. Can we count on ample time after yet another one? And the answer is no. Again, one of the patterns of the past is that societies that decline tend to decline rapidly from their peak population and peak wealth. The Maya population numbers and the monuments built up almost exponentially to 1800, and then swift collapse. And in retrospect, it's not surprising that societies collapse swiftly from their peak, because peak population means peak resource demands, peak impact on the environment, hence peak vulnerability. So we cannot character of further warning signs, and then a relaxed time to deal with our problems. We've already had that.